3:30, and we will call to order the Town of Discovery Bay Internal Operations Committee meeting. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call will be taken. Let the record show. All members are present.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And I know that we have a public on the line. Do we have any public comment?
There are no hands raised.
Okay. Give it a second just to clear. Still hearing none?
No.
All right. We will move to draft meeting minutes.
Move to accept.
And I will second. Thank you so much. And we have two discussion items, and I believe that GM is handling both.
Yes. So the first item is discussion and possible feedback regarding the Town of Discovery Bay Board Policy Number 35, Violence Prevention Plan. This is a new policy. So starting July 1st, 2024, SB 553 of 2023 mandates that most employers, with limited exceptions, to establish, implement, and maintain a workplace violence prevention plan. There are key requirements that must be included. Those key requirements are listed in the staff report for you. Staff will need to conduct a hazard assessment of all district facilities, as well as develop a workplace violence prevention plan. The staff has worked closely with CSDA and other resources to include the OSHA standard requirements in the draft policy for you today. Accompanying the policy are the draft forms, a log, sign-in sheet, and other forms and documents needed and necessary. After reviewing the policy, staff requests the committee move to bring the draft violence prevention policy and its associated draft documents to the future board.
Thank you. Do you have any comments?
No.
Looks like a good policy. Looks like it was well written. I'm assuming legal has already approved.
Legal is reviewing it, okay. So any comments that you may have will come to the
to the board?
Meeting.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Is there any public comment?
There are no hands raised.
Okay. We'll wait for a second just in case.
I mean, it's pretty freaking extensive.
It is.
It is. It's going to be a very difficult thing. I mean, this is something, it's going to take us a long time to implement. We have to train staff. Every site is going to be different. Every staff member visiting different sites has to be trained at that site. So it is very comprehensive, and we're going to follow whatever OSHA says. So.
Perfect. Okay, still no comment?
No.
Okay, then we will move for a motion to bring it to the board. Use a motion?
I'd move to accept the policy pending comments from legal staff.
Great. And I will second, so that is taken care of. We'll move to item number two.
Item number two works in conjunction with the violence prevention policy number 35. It's discussion and possible feedback regarding the Town of Discovery Bay Board Policy number 36, site visitation. This is also a new policy. The draft site visitation works closely with the draft violence prevention policy. This policy ensures the safety, security, efficiency, and operational workflow at the Town of Discovery Bay facilities, buildings, and work sites by establishing procedures for visitors, including elected officials, vendors, contractors, media, on-site employees, tourists, and guests. The staff report outlines the key reasons for implementing this policy. The draft site visitation policy is crucial for ensuring site safety, security, and violence prevention. By establishing clear procedures for visitors and emphasizing the importance of communication and preparation, the policy contributes to the district facility's overall well-being and efficiency. After reviewing the policy, staff requests that the committee move to bring the draft violence prevention, the draft site visitation policy and its associated documents to a future board. Again, with legal review, it's pending, and we'll bring any changes or requirements from legal to that next board.
Great. And so my questions on this one were, obviously, the current office is also the designated pay area.
Yes, it is.
So is that to be, I didn't see that in the policy. Is that to be written into the policy, or is that going to be an automatic exception when someone comes to you?
It would probably be an automatic exception.
Okay.
Right, yeah. Until further notice, until we need to change something. So we can discuss it a little bit further in depth. Do we keep the gate shut while we're building our new facility? It's been that way for a while now with the filter project. It's been working. We do have a box outside of the gate where people can put in payments. Our customer service staff has good relationships with our residents, so it's something that we can bring to the board meeting and discuss that with this policy if we would like to.
And then my only other concern is, being that we are a public entity and it's a public building, then public has the right to visit the building?
They would if it was an administrative building,
okay.
Not necessarily.
Because it's cross-function?
Yes, it's cross-functioning.
Okay. Okay.
So they could make an appointment, and if they wanted to see the facility, we could do it that way. But otherwise, it's not.
Okay, I just want legal to get clarification on that, because I know that that's a big thing that gets audited a lot, and I don't want us to have liability.
Absolutely. Okay, I want to make sure that he gets that information.
So you're talking specifically about the current location and the current facility?
Yes. Yeah, because
when it's over here, is it going to, I mean, we don't have that policy for the community center. People can come and go. This is a facility of the town.
100%.
So is that exempted from this policy?
The community center?
Yeah.
Yes, because it's a public building. This is a public facility where people come in and take
classes.
Okay,
but won't the new office also be a public building?
The entryway, but they will not have automatic access to the offices.
Oh, I get that. And we really don't have that over at that building because you're going the doors and you're in the middle of it.
Yes.
Yeah, that was my concern. Because I know that there's a lot of times that there are people that do audits and they'll come in specific purpose to elicit a violation.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot prevent public from going into a public building.
Right, but part
in
of the reason.
Areas.
100%.
Correct.
Yes.
Part of the reason.
But right now there's no designation.
That's right. There is.
Well, as the committee worked on the new building for the last umpteen years, part of our concern was the lack of security in the existing building.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the design for the new building, which will be converted to the new type of building, is that it was open to the public. There was no security. There was no secure entryway and a secure door to keep somebody in an irate manner from being right in the middle of all the staff. So, just trying to get my head around.
Yeah, so that'll be the big thing. Is just make sure.
A lot of things to think about.
Yeah. Yeah, just make sure we're in compliance with the new design so that the public access areas are unabated. Is that the right term? And then you still have the security of the offices.
And that would be the boardroom if we go that direction in the new building as well as the entryway.
Correct.
But if we're going to have the boardroom, we also have to have restrooms that are open to the public.
That is correct. And we've included that in the design. So
okay.
We will see a little bit of a shift in
I'm
that.
I'm probably getting off topic here.
No, that's okay. No, it all.
Public restrooms at the front.
Yeah.
It's not.
Because without a boardroom, I would say there would be no public restrooms because there was no need for you to come to the town to go to the bathroom. But if you're going to be in a meeting for 2 hours, then that's necessary.
Yes. So we did make a small design change to
it.
While you're pondering,
yes.
Open up for any public comment?
There are no hands raised.
Okay. Okay, hearing none.
So, policy A, which we've already had agreed that we agree with staff on, the violence, it was driven by OSHA requirements?
Yes.
By state requirements?
State requirements, and it was handed to OSHA to enforce.
And so, how did that come to us? Did that come through legal, or did that come through CSDA, or how did that?
I learned about it through CSDA. And then when we went down to the conference, we went to all of those classes that discussed workplace violence.
And this is being implemented. I'm sorry, go back for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
I won't take too much of your time.
No, you're good.
This is going, this applies to all 1,200 CSDs.
It's not just government agencies. It's all businesses throughout California.
Period.
And we also learned from SCRMA, who who is our insurance carrier as well. So every
obviously
MD
for risk control, right?
Correct.
And then the visitation policy, is that, was that, how was that, how was that initiated?
That was initiated by us to kind of control our work sites.
Okay.
So people can check in, people have to ask permission to visit, set us, you know, I would be more than happy to allow people to come onto our work sites if they're under construction, but just have to set an appointment through the general manager. You can't just go to our work sites.
No, and that only makes sense, and I don't necessarily think we've had a problem with that, but we haven't had a policy in control of the events. So, I mean.
So again, I have no problem with the policy as written, as long as we take into account the things we discussed and make sure legal addresses those appropriately, and maybe even gives us a quick synopsis of the law so that we fully understand, because that is a concern of mine with the auditing.
Auditing by?
Public.
Public.
Yeah.
So I can
that's
go.
What, that's, yeah, what, that's all I'm thinking is yeah. that it's well defined yeah. by legal on what's a public area and what's not, and that in the subsequent policy be brought to the board, that it defines what those areas are currently. It may change.
Yeah, there'll be an amendment.
Yeah, as buildings change or uses of buildings change. Okay, so I think that as a committee, do we have to make a motion on this? We really don't make motions.
I know, but you know.
Okay, so I think that we should move forward with, I think we should recommend to the board that we have reviewed this and that we are in favor of the policy.
I agree. All right, make it so. Thank you. Any future agenda items for this committee?
Not that I know of. As needed.
As needed. All right, perfect. Well, with that, 3:42, we will close the meeting. Thank you so much.